Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever, and however you're listening. I'm Nicole Whitney, and this is now News for the Soul time. That's life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And definitely have that covered today. He's back. It's been a long time since we last talked, and a lot has happened. The author of Spiritual Marketing is how we introduced him to you before. Now, boy, Dr. Joe Vitale, MrFire.com. He has become one of the secret movie superstars in that pandemonium that's gone on. Has been on Oprah, CNN, Larry King, you name it. And he's here today to talk about Beyond the Secret in the News for the Soul Beyond the Secret series. So welcome, Dr. Joe Vitale, to News for the Soul.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back. I was wondering when you were going to get around to inviting me.
And here I am.
The timing is right. That's good to be here. Thanks again.
It is, and it's good to talk to you. You've been on quite an adventure.
Isn't that the truth?
So that's got to be the first question. What's that like when Oprah's on the phone or, you know, you're getting called from Larry King?
It's exhilarating beyond description. The second time I went on Larry King was probably even more of a fiery experience because they called me on a Wednesday night. I'm at home in Texas, and they want me to be in L.A. the next morning to go on Larry King live. The first time I went on Larry King, it was a tape show, and so there was a little bit more of a relaxed experience. It was still high stress and high enthusiasm. We knew that, you know, things could be edited out. But to go live one-on-one, the first time was with a panel. The second time, I'm sitting right in a room with Larry King, and he's asking me questions. And part of me is going, how did I get here? 30 years ago, I didn't have a clue where I was. I was homeless. I went through poverty. I was unknown. I was struggling. I was depressed. And here I am being established as some sort of self-help guru, sitting across from Larry King, and he's asking me questions as if I know what I'm talking about. Pretty wild.
Well, I thought it was so poignantly perfect that it was the secret that was bridged into mainstream because, you know, why? What better title than that? Because it's all about actually making it happen. So,
isn't that the truth? I am so excited about the movie. I never knew just what level it would reach in the world. But I knew that it would be an important movie that would awaken a whole lot of people. I just never, ever in my wildest dreams guessed that it would sweep across the planet and have Oprah doing two shows and Larry King three shows and Newsweek and Time and CNN and ABC and even there was an episode of Boston Legal a couple weeks ago with William Shatner poking fun at The Secret. And here we are in primetime TV having something that's metaphysical being inserted in their dialogue. I mean, we've really come a long way. The planet is awakening. You know, this message is starting to finally get out there to the masses.
It's incredible. You can't go anywhere without someone saying, well, you know what they said in The Secret. I thought, wow, what happened here? So, you know, I mean, from a metaphysical standpoint, we talk about critical mass. I mean, what's your take on this?
Well, it hasn't hit critical mass. It's easy to think that because, you know, we're hearing all about it. We're in that field. We're in that area. But I'll go places. I was in a Whole Foods, and a Whole Foods sells the movie The Secret. They sell the movie, they sell the book version of The Secret. And there are people there who haven't seen the movie, people working there who haven't seen the movie, and they haven't read the book. And I was in a store downtown Austin recently, and I was with a friend, and my friend likes to point out, Joe's in The Secret, you know, acting like my publicist walking beside me all the time. And there'll be people who will say, what's that? So we have not hit where the masses all know about it. It's easy to assume that, well, Oprah's done it, so naturally the world knows. But believe it or not, the world doesn't watch Oprah. And so we still got work to do. We still got to get this message out to the masses. And even some of the people who have heard it, by now you know, not everybody agrees with The Secret. We've got our little movement of critics, and we have our little movement of a fan club. And there's a tiny bit of an argument going on out there about, is it really true? Does it really work? What's beyond The Secret? So in many ways, we are at a place where we can stand and dance on the tables because we have reached this wonderful place where people are hearing about this, the magic of it, the power of intention and the law of attraction. But on another level, there's 6 billion people on the planet, most of which don't have a clue about the movie, The Law of Attraction, or taking control of their own lives.
Very true. Very grounded perspective. You know, it's interesting, though, because I was recently talking to James Ray, one of your fellow secret.
Good guy. Yes, he's a good guy.
Uh-huh. And, you know, when he was telling me he was going back on Oprah to talk about, you know, really tackle the tough questions that they were taking a lot of criticism and having to put the tough questions to the test, I thought, wow, that's great, because at least they're asking the questions and really exploring this, because I would assume, like, put yourself back into 30 years ago when you were at homeless and not knowing this stuff. I mean, that's the whole process that people at the beginning go through as they awaken into the fact that they are in the driver's seat in their life, right?
You are absolutely correct. I've just written a book, I think you're aware of it, it's called Zero Limits, and Zero Limits will come out next month. In fact, you interviewed my co-author, Dr. Hu Lin, about Zero Limits.
Oh, love Dr. Lin.
Oh, yeah, so do I. That's going to be a powerful, powerful book. But in the book, I say that we as human beings seem to go through these three phases. And the first phase is where we're all victims. And that's where the mass of people are at. That's where Thoreau said the majority of people, the masses, live lives of quiet desperation. Most people are there. They think that they are a victim of circumstances, other people. They blame. They don't know anything about responsibility, the law of attraction. They're asleep. And we've all been there. We've all gone through that. That's where I was 30-some years ago. In many ways, I'm still there. I'm awakening in different areas. And so we go through this first phase of being a victim. And then along comes something like the movie The Secret, or maybe even one of my books like The Attractor Factor or Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles. There's all kind of tools and messages out there, and something like The Secret on DVD is so easy for people to absorb. That starts to bring them into the second stage when they start to realize, wow, I have more power than I ever thought before. But there's also a whole lot of skepticism there because they can't believe it's true. They can't believe that they can change their life. They can't believe they can alter circumstances. They can't believe that they can use visualization and feeling and mind control and actually attract into their lives the very things they want. So there's a natural questioning process that's going on, and I agree with you that it's wonderful that Oprah puts a special show on and says, let's ask the hard questions. Or Larry King, that third show he put on when he had me there and Bob Proctor and Lisa Nichols, and he talked to each one of us one-on-one. He asked some blunt questions. He was not pulling punches, and he let callers come in and ask those tough questions too. And this is all part of the awakening. It's all part of that second stage where people are saying, okay, maybe this is true, but how is it possible, and how does it really work, and how does it work for me? So this is, we're right on schedule. We're right on schedule with how this is evolving.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, The Secret really woke up a lot of people that hadn't heard this information before. Mm. I mean, it just, as you say, was just an incredible sweep across the nation as far as people were hearing about this stuff, but also the people that have been doing this work. See, it's one thing to know about it and another thing to live it and employ it in every moment of your life and not get caught up in your stuff again.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. I mean, years and years of working on this stuff, it's still, I enjoy putting it on in the background as a good reminder when I'm getting caught up in my stuff, you know? So it was a valuable tool for that as well. So,
well, the best story I heard, and this came from Rhonda Byrne herself, and she's the creator of the movie, and she's in the front and the ending of the movie. And she told me at one point, we had dinner in Maui a while back, and she said that one person had watched the movie 200 times in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Which, to me, means they never left the TV set. But that person's probably levitating now. They're probably totally enlightened. I gave a talk in Austin. It's on a DVD that's called The Missing Secret, and people can read about it at missingsecret.com. And at the beginning of that talk on The Missing Secret, I asked people, how many have watched The Secret? Well, virtually everybody in the room had seen it. But then I started to say, how many have watched it 5 times, 10 times, 15, and I kept getting hands raised. I went all the way up to 200 times, and there was a person in the room who had watched it 200 times. And then the other beautiful thing is, besides repeated viewing, is the fact that people are having secret parties where, you know, on a Friday night they have a potluck, they have friends come over, and they all sit and watch the movie and then talk about it. That, to me, is incredibly powerful because they're in this high energy, and there's what's called this mastermind effect that's taking on that Napoleon Hill talked about a long time ago. And I wrote about it in a book called Meet and Grow Rich, and it's all about how to put together a mastermind. Well, people are doing that with The Secret, and you can't imagine how much more power they feel, because on one level, you can watch it by yourself, you can read the book, you can listen to the audio CDs, and you are retraining your brain to think more positively. But when you do it in a group situation, it's almost like it's going right into your DNA. Your whole spirit is transformed and awakened. So that's what I find is even more powerful, is you don't have to do it alone. It's a shared experience, and the more you share it, the more powerful this energy, this tool, the law of attraction kicks in. And my Lord, that's when miracles start to happen. People start to live and breathe magic and miracles.
Absolutely. And on one hand, it's not surprising, you know, that that's happening, because, as you know, I mean, once you start to wake up to this stuff, you can't go back to sleep.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's no going back. It's kind of funny because at times you want to.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because I'm laughing because I remember those times when I was playing touch and go with the idea of, okay, I can control my own reality here. I can create, or I can co-create my own reality. But it was in many ways so much easier just to be asleep. In many ways, it was so much easier just to walk through and blame everybody else. And I have to confess that I still have moments like that. You know, in writing the book Zero Limits with Dr. Hu Lin, this is about 100% responsibility for everything in your life. There are no exceptions. And he will be the first to tell you how difficult it is to do, because our tendency from habit, and it's in the culture and it's probably in our unconscious programming, is to blame other people. If things don't go right, it's real easy to say, oh, it's the terrorist, it's the gas company, it's the corporations, it's the president, it's my family, it's my upbringing, it's my church, my education society. I mean, you can go on and on. And you can make rational decisions, explanations for those. But the reality is, once you wake up and realize, man, you are the one who has responsibility, you have to take that on, and there's no going back. You can only go forward.
And that also gives you the total power to
driving
your boat.
Yes, you're steering the ship. You're the captain.
Well, it is an amazing journey, but it was so interesting. I wasn't aware of your missing secret talk and stuff until after I had emailed your office to have you want to talk about Beyond the Secret.
Yeah.
I thought that was intriguingly synchronistic. So.
Yeah, well, you know how that works. But everything is happening just right, sort of like divinely timed. And here we are having this happen, because I know when you said you were doing a show on Beyond the Secret, I thought, does she know I just did these talks called The Missing Secret,
I
just came out with a DVD set. It's described at missingsecret.com, but it's the whole idea that I love The Secret, and I love that it's out there, and I'm incredibly grateful that I'm in it. But I know that it's kind of an opening. It's not the be-all and end-all, and it's certainly not the end of the road. I want people to know that, yes, watch The Secret, absorb The Secret, learn The Secret, share The Secret, live The Secret. But at a certain point, you have to go, as you've so aptly named the show, beyond The Secret. And that's why a lot of my work, I've been calling it The Missing Secret, the work I've done with Dr. Hu Lin in Zero Limits, the book I'm writing right now is called The Key, The Missing Secret to Attracting Whatever You Want. That'll probably come out later in October. But the idea is that there's more than just what's in The Secret. And as I say that, I want to make sure that I'm qualifying it, because I'm not dismissing it at all. I love The Secret. I just think that thing's going to awaken the planet. But there's more after you awaken.
And that's what inspired our series as well, because having talked to people like yourself for almost about a decade now, mm-hmm. about just this subject, you know, we know that that's sort of the entry level to living a conscious life and being fully in your own power.
Absolutely.
And connected to something beyond you, you know. And that's
absolutely
what was interesting. I went onto Google Video. I found your little clip.
Oh, yes.
And you were talking about divinity. So, I mean, a lot of your focus, my understanding of it from my experience with your previous work,
mm-hmm.
it hasn't been as much connection with divinity stuff. It's been more
mm-hmm.
Focus, attract, law of attraction. Is this more, has that always been there for you and you feel more sort of open about it now, or is this new?
I'd say it's a little bit of both. A real turning point was when I met Dr. Hu Lin, E. Haleakala Hu Lin, who's my co-author on the book Zero Limits, and of course you know him, you interviewed him, because he's all about being connected to the divine. He's all about cleaning your unconscious of memories and programs so that you can hear inspiration, and inspiration comes directly from the divine. I think that this is stage three of those three stages I was alluding to earlier. I said the first stage is when we all go through the period of being a victim, and most people are going to go all the way to their death feeling that way. But because of movies like The Secret, a great deal of people are waking up and realizing, oh, they have power. They're not a victim. They can be the victor. But then there's the third stage, and the third stage, which is where I'm at this point, thanks to Dr. Hu Lin and the work that I keep doing on myself, is about surrender. And it's where you're not setting as many intentions about, oh, I want a new car, I want a new house, I want a bigger business, I want more money, I want the relationship. You're not doing any of that. What you're trying to do more than anything else is to be a servant, a vehicle of divinity. And to me, this is the most breathtaking place to be. And I'll tell you why. When I went on Larry King the first time, and there's a bunch of us that were all going on, Jack Canfield's there, and James Ray is there, and a couple other guests are there, and I'm all there, and we're all in the CNN offices, and we're all excited, and we're getting past security, and one of the people that's going on with me slaps me on the back and says, is this amazing or what? We're going on Larry King, and he's excited like a little boy, and of course I am too. And he goes on to say, I've been visualizing this moment for 6 years. And then I said, I've only been visualizing it for 2 weeks. And I was kidding him because I was just kind of playing a little macho one-upmanship there. And he knew it, and we just kind of joked around about it. The punchline is I never, ever visualized being on Larry King. Not once. So what was happening is that divinity was taking me along for the ride. Divinity has been orchestrating almost all of this that's been happening. In fact, one time when I was talking to Rhonda and I was marveling at the marketing behind The Secret, I mean, this has been a viral marketing case study that's going to go down in history. I even wrote a book with Narissa here called The Marketing of The Secret. It's described at marketingthesecret.com. And I asked Rhonda, I said, who's doing your marketing? And she said, the universe. And I said, well, I was going to offer to help, but you don't need me. Now, the point with all of this is that I am now going into a stage that is, in many ways, new to me, where I am consciously getting out of the way and doing the best I can to follow what the divine wants me to do next. And the only way for me to clearly hear that inspiration is to keep cleaning out the negativity, the programs, the beliefs, the cultural upbringing, all of that, what I'll call garbage, it's kind of like mental constipation, all of that stuff is in the way of me hearing the divine. And I have to really give a great big acknowledgement to Dr. E. Haleakala Hu Lin. I'm so fortunate to meet him, so fortunate to know him. We've now done seminars together. If you go to zerolimits.info, you'll read about the book that we've done together, but you'll also see we've done a seminar together, and we're now offering the audio tapes from it. And that was a mind-blowing experience. Again, it's going past the secret. The secret is about helping you awaken that you have control. But then you go to this third stage, which is beyond the secret, when you start realizing that, wow, the real power comes when you're plugged into divinity. So instead of you asking for things, which is kind of like a mind game, you're asking for more toys. You're almost like a child saying, well, I want this new car, I want this new guitar, I want this whatever it happens to be. You're now saying, divinity, what would be the most wonderful thing for me? And in that place, you live a life of, by God, magic and miracles that are beyond all comprehension. I couldn't even ever predict that I would have been on Larry King. That was never in my consciousness, but it was in the divine's awareness of a plan for me.
That's an amazing next level of it, isn't it? Because, you know, I totally relate. I felt like an alien running my business and everything like that, you know, for so long, because it's never talked about. But it was never my intention to be on the radio or doing anything that I'm doing. You know?
I understand.
And it's like if we had nailed down a focus, and we'd be limiting the goal.
Oh, that's it. You said it so well. People have been asking me, where do you want to be in a year or so? And I'll say something like, you know, I know all about goal setting. I used to teach goal setting. In my book, The Attractor Factor, I talk about setting intentions. I believe in all of that. But I've learned that where I am right now is so good that if I try to project out a year, I will do it based on this moment's reality. Instead of listening to the divine, which has a wider perspective of what's possible for me. In other words, if I try to set a goal for 1 year or 5 years, Joe's little ego is going to look through its little peephole at the universe of possibilities that it can see, which are very tiny compared to what's truly possible. So instead of me saying, you know, this is where I want to be in a year, I'd rather say I want to be surprised by where the divine puts me in a year.
That's so cool, and that goes against all conventional things as far as stage two, what you were talking about in stage two, you know. Was that James, by the way, who'd been visualizing it for 6 years?
Yeah, it was. You caught me on that. I never say his name out because I know he wouldn't be upset about it, but I teased him about it at that point, and we were kind of being boys, you know, and just kind of upping each other there. But the reality was true. I never visualized Oprah calling. I never visualized Larry King being on Larry King's show. I certainly welcomed it. And this is one of the things I tell people is that when you start going into this third level and the divine is providing these opportunities, you may be uncomfortable at times. And what you have to do is say yes to the opportunities. That's your job. You have free will. You can say no to them. When Larry King calls on a Wednesday and I'm busy and I'm in Texas and they say, get here the next day and we're going to put you on the show live and you're going to be one-on-one with Larry King, I could easily say, I'm busy, I got deadlines, I got other projects. But the universe kind of set that up. Divinity is saying, no, this is next for you. So my job is to say yes and do it, even when it's stretching my comfort zone, even where I don't know where it's going to go, even when I'm shaky about it. But I have to trust. That's a key word. So that's part of what I've been learning, too, as I go into this stage three.
So with all the media that you've done over the years, was that outside of your comfort zone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Going on Larry King, well, I will tell you the truth. I got to my hotel in Los Angeles, and I had a few hours before the limo's going to come that CNN's sending over to pick me up. I basically chewed the curtains and climbed the walls. I was a nervous wreck. I kept, in my mind, I was visualizing everything going wrong. I was visualizing him asking questions I couldn't answer. I was visualizing myself stuttering. I was visualizing myself choking. So I had to do aerobics. I had to do jogging in place. I had to do push-ups. And when I finally exhausted a lot of my nervous energy, I said, okay, calm yourself down. The universe has put you there, here. The divine, which is my more favorite word to describe this intelligence that's bigger than me, the divine put me here, so the divine must be guiding me. And so I relaxed into it. And as I just relaxed with it, I thought, this is truly wonderful. This is the magic that happens when you trust the divine and you go for the ride. And I also reminded myself that in this moment, this is so powerful. When you're in the moment, all is incredibly well. In this moment, everything is perfect. Stay in the moment. As long as I stay in the moment, everything is perfect. So I locked into the moment. The limo picks me up. It actually turns out to be a guy I know. He had been a limo driver just a couple weeks earlier for a different trip, but he was a wonderful person. It was like seeing an old friend, and I was by myself, so I needed an old friend. Well, the universe provides me somebody to help me relax. And then I go to CNN, I go to the Larry King offices, and I walk in, and John Assaroff's there. John Assaroff's one of the most wonderful people on the planet. He stands up, he gives me a great big warm hug, and he's smiling big, and his heart's open, and he asks me about my life and how I'm doing. And I just went into this, and by the time I sat in front of Larry King, he could have asked me anything, and that particular interview was only 5 or 6 minutes. I was ready to stay there for the next 2 hours. I was totally at peace, but I wasn't when I first got there. I had to remind myself that the divine is orchestrating this. My job is to stay in the moment.
It's so important that people get that because they make assumptions, you know, that that's just within your comfort zone and that's just what you do and it's not a big deal for you. When, you know, in reality, I mean, when I started going on the air, I thought I was going to die. For sure, it was over. And we know these things about, you know, what not to focus on and what to focus on, and yet
yeah.
We still have the mind frick like everybody else. But the difference is knowing how to get through it and doing it. And like
I think it's so good that we're covering this because a lot of people are backing off from taking action. Because they're afraid. They're thinking that, oh, I'm feeling nervous, or I'm feeling afraid, or I'm feeling edgy, or I'm feeling shaky, and they think they're not supposed to.
Exactly.
And Bob Proctor has this wonderful quote, I might be paraphrasing it, but I think he says, your experience should scare you a little and excite you a little. And I've always liked that balance because it means you're doing something a little daring, you're doing something a little different, you're leaving your comfort zone, and whether it's Larry King or you're starting a radio show or you're speaking in front of people for the first time or you're starting a business or whatever, you know, one of your listeners might be doing, surely there'll be some uncomfortable feeling there. It might be a little scary, but that's actually good, and what I've learned is that scary feeling can give you a lot more energy. It's actually electricity. It's actually the divine pumping more energy into you. And as you walk through it, that disperses and you find yourself with a new level of confidence. And then you go on to the next thing. But the big secret for me is saying yes to the divine's opportunities, trusting each moment to take care of itself and for me to stay in the moment. When I start drifting back and comparing this moment to a past one or what might happen in the future, I'll drive myself crazy. But if I stay here, all is well.
Well, so much of it is in the mind that's not in the moment, in the present, if you're in the future and worrying about things. But like you said, it's good that we're covering this because getting to the point of articulating what it feels like, you know, the concept of if you're not growing, dying, which Bob Proctor says all the time, you know, it doesn't necessarily feel light and fluffy in the moment.
Exactly.
But it's so important to get that. So... what's next for you as far as what The Secret is bringing to you right now?
Well, I love that The Secret is turning me into a miniature, mini celebrity, I guess. I know when I went to L.A. and I got off a plane, I'm going underneath the airport parking lot in L.A. Somebody is parking and jumps out of the car and runs over to me to introduce themselves. And I'm thinking first they got the wrong guy. And then when they said my name, I thought, well, they do have the right person. And then I didn't know if they knew me from my internet marketing career, because I've got a bit of a presence on the internet, and I've got a lot of books on internet marketing, or if they knew me because of The Secret. And in this case, the guy knew me because of The Secret, and he's one of those people who have watched it a dozen times or more. So it's a wonderful feeling to see that the movie's getting me and my work out there. My book, The Attractor Factor, is always a bestseller on Amazon. It's gone through numerous editions. It's being translated into different countries' languages. The audio version is out. But obviously, as we've already been covering the ground here, I'm going past it. I'm going to what I've been calling this third level. So what's next for me is working more with Zero Limits, working more with Dr. Hu Lin, working more with whatever the divine has in store for me. Now, obviously, the book Zero Limits comes out next month, and I plan to shake the earth with it, because this is the most important book I've ever written in my life so far. And I think it does go beyond The Secret. And I talk about the movie The Secret in there. I talk about me meeting with Rhonda, me being in the movie. But I also talk about these three stages. And I told Dr. Hu Lin that I was a little worried that in many ways I had written these books like The Attractor Factor, and I'm in the movie like The Secret, and I thought they might be a disservice to people. And he pointed out that, no, they're stepping stones. He said that a lot of people who are in stage one, this victim stage, need to see the movie The Secret, need to read The Attractor Factor, need to read some of my earlier books, or some of the other, there's a lot of other books out there, a lot of other things out there that help people awaken. Then, once they go from victim into feeling their power, feeling their oats, trying it on for size, you know, manifesting their parking places or whatever it happens to be, then they get ready for something like the third stage, which I think Zero Limits helps people understand. It brings them to. So that's the book I want to get out there, because while the world is awakening, I don't want them to stop. I want myself and everybody else to keep growing, to keep evolving. So I'm on this constant journey of personal improvement as my evolution, my personal evolution expands and my awareness expands. I see myself as a scout. So I write about it. I write about it in books like Zero Limits, and of course the one I'm writing right now that comes out later, The Key, The Missing Secret to Attracting Whatever You Want, furthers this whole thinking. So again, for me, I'm very much in the subject matter of your whole topic here in going beyond The Secret. That's my life. That's really where I'm at. I'm grateful for The Secret. I will always be grateful for it. I will do anything to promote that movie. I will help Rhonda in any way, shape, or form she wants. And I'm going to keep going past it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Dr. Lin had a good point that are you talking about Ho'oponopono?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. This is the first, Zero Limits is the first ever book on Ho'oponopono.
Which is an amazing story. I mean, I found Dr. Lin through you, of course, one of your previous book promotion bonuses. And there's this little interview with little Dr. Lin in the middle of all these other audios. And I thought, what is this story? And, I mean, my God,
yeah.
Your attention. You know, for those listening who aren't familiar, Dr. Lin, the previous interviews are in our archives for free, newsforthesoul.com. And you got to scroll back a little ways, but I think one's on the main page there. And, I mean, well, I'll let you tell the story about work.
Well, I love the story. I mean, 3.5 years ago, I heard about a therapist who worked at a mental hospital for the criminally insane in Hawaii, and he used an unusual method to help heal every single patient there. And he never saw those patients, not professionally. He might have seen them in the halls, but he never saw them, yet he used this method to help heal them. And I heard about it, and I thought, this sounds like an urban legend. It can't be true. I mean, he didn't even see these people, and they were mentally ill, and they were criminals?
Criminally
insane. I mean, this was amazing. Then I dismissed it. That's how open-minded I was at the time. I dismissed the story. I thought, oh, it's some made-up thing. I heard it again a year after that. I thought, okay, I'm going to investigate. And at that point, it took a lot to find him because he was retired. The hospital had been closed. I had to do a lot of digging. You can find a lot of information now because I've written about it and there's more out there. But I finally found the therapist. He was in California. I got him on the phone. We talked for over an hour, and he did tell me that he worked at that mental hospital for the criminally insane in Hawaii for several years, He never, in fact, saw any patient professionally. All he did was look at their files, and as he looked at their files and read their case studies and saw that they had either murdered somebody or raped somebody or did something pretty awful, he worked on himself, which I found so fascinating. What he did within himself was say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. He was saying those four phrases like a mantra or a prayer. He was saying them to the divine, to divinity. And he was saying them, petitioning the divine to remove the program that was shared within him and the person he was looking at the file of. Now, on one level, this sounds preposterous. Like, how in the world can you erase some active program within another person by having it erased within you and doing it by asking divinity to handle the details? But this is what he said he was doing on a daily basis. And after a couple months, patients who had to be shackled weren't being shackled. Patients who had to be sedated weren't being sedated. Some of the staff who hated going to work, the turnover was astonishing because the environment was so horrible. Some of the staff started coming to Dr. Lennon saying, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, do it for me too. After 6 months, some of those patients, remember, these were people who were committed there, some of these people started to be released. After a year, most of them were being released. After 2 years, nearly all of them had been released. After 4 years, the ward was closed.
It was astounding. It just talks about real-world results with, as you say, from something that sounds, based on how we've been conditioned to think and believe, ridiculous.
Well, I still wondered. I was still profoundly curious. I mean, he told me all of these details, and part of my mind was just boggling at it. It's like, give me a break. It doesn't compute. How does it work? So I ended up doing several seminars with him. I ended up bringing him to my home. We spent several days together. We ended up picking each other's brains, actually, because he finally heard from divinity that I was the guy to write the book on Ho'oponopono, which is the Hawaiian process he was using. And I've simplified it for this conversation, but the whole book, Zero Limits, is going to describe Ho'oponopono and the power of these four phrases. And I've taken it on so it's the background chatter. Even when I'm talking to you and I know people are listening, in my head I'm going, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. It's the mantra that's going on because I'm trying to take care of any interference within me that might be contaminating the message that I'm trying to get out to the world. So I want to be a clear conduit to the divine. If the divine is trying to supply me with the words, the stories, the sentences to deliver to you and your audience, I don't want to get in the way with Joe trying to have some sort of message along with it. So I'm saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, all the time. I've even learned that when I write my sales letters, my websites, my emails, or even when I deliver talks, like when I gave the Missing Secrets talk, if I'm saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you, in the back of my mind as I'm talking or as I'm writing, my results seem to be dramatically improved. So there's a lot going on with this Ho'oponopono process, more so than I'll ever be able to explain here, and probably more so than I even consciously understand. But Dr. Hulen says that our conscious mind is aware of like 15 bits of information in any one moment. Yet there's 15 billion bits of information floating around in our unconscious in any one moment. And what we have to do, our only duty, is to clean that unconscious.
Wow. Talk about stage three. That really takes it to a whole other level. But that's the thing. If Dr. Lin can do this exercise, this was back in the 60s, too. That was the other thing that blew me away, that this has been going on.
Right.
We're finding out about this, you know, 40 years later.
Yeah.
Wow, that actually happened. And, I mean, if we can do that with it, you know, in that in that time, with that consciousness on the planet, then what can we do now as we're awaking more and...
I think, I'm glad you said that, because I think this is all part of the divine timing. You know, Dr. Hulen's been doing this for 25 years or more, yet he doesn't do very much promotion. The website at ho'oponopono.org is not very well done, and he'll be one of the first to admit it. Their workshops in the past would get 15 or 30 people in it, sometimes 50 people in it. And then along comes the movie The Secret. Along comes Joe Vitale, who's in The Secret. Along comes Joe Vitale, who finds out about Dr. Hulan, writes about him, puts it on the website ZeroLimits.info, and suddenly a mass of people want to know about him, Zero Limits, Ho'oponopono. Now when he announces a workshop, he'll get 100 or more people there. And most of them are coming there because they've heard about him through me. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm bragging about me as a promoter. I'm saying this because I and him is all part of a divine plan that's unfolding right now. So as people are going from victim to learning about The Secret, then they're going to be learning about this third stage, about surrender. Well, they're hearing about Dr. Len, who can teach them to do that. That is primarily his message, about surrendering to the divine while you're cleaning yourself of anything in the way of hearing that inspiration. To me, this is wonderful. This is part of the miracle.
Absolutely. And put into real-world practical use, the way the divine can get around. And I can tell you, too, since we've had Dr. Len in our archives, I've had earth-shattering emails from people that have listened
really?
To shows and then gone to, and then had staggering results. just staggering. I mean, I've just been in tears in some of the emails. They've been so touching. And so it's amazing. And it has come. So, but with
well,
the thing, I think it is definitely not for the masses yet. It's sort of like in the stages of awakening.
Well, I've had a few people tell me they've read the Zero Limits manuscript, so I've had some early reviewers. Debbie Ford read it, and James Ray read it, and a few other folks. Their testimonials are on the website at zerolimits.info. And almost all of them say this is going to be the most controversial book I've ever written. And Dr. Len himself, to be blunt, this is exactly what he said. When the book comes out, the shit's going to hit the fan. And when he first said it, I kind of laughed and said, oh, I'm ready for anything. Then I thought, oh, boy, maybe this means something I can't even quite imagine right now. And so I even asked him, I said, what should I do? And he says, all you do is clean. That's it. All you do is clean. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. But I'm going to stand my ground and say this is the most important book I've ever written. I do want to shake the world with it. I want people to read it. If only it jars their thinking a little bit. A lot of people will take on this about full responsibility and cleaning to allow divinity to inspire them, and some people will resist it, but at least they'll be at the point where they can consider it. And then something else will come after that. Divinity will supply it to help take them to the third level or, and beyond.
Now, what about, do you address some of the tough questions, similar to what people were putting to, you know, Oprah for with regards to The Secret? This is taking responsibility to a whole new level.
Oh, absolutely.
And so do you deal with that? You know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, one of the questions that comes up from people who watch The Secret and regarding the law of attraction, they'll say things like, you know, we just had a massacre at a university, or they'll say we just had, you know, another bomb go off someplace. Did they attract that is what they'll say. And, of course, what I told Larry King is I said the law is a law. It doesn't just work for the good things. It works for everything. And, of course, the bad things are perceived bad. I mean, you can look at it from a divine higher view of things and see the good in it. But just looking at it on face value, the law of attraction is a law like the law of gravity. In fact, I told Larry King there's three great laws, the law of gravity, the law of everybody loving Italian food, and the law of attraction. And I said, there's no loopholes to it. You don't say that the law of attraction worked because you got a new car, and it didn't work because you were in a car accident. The law of attraction worked in both cases. It's all about full responsibility. But then, because of my work with Dr. Len, because of my book Zero Limits, I got to explain that full responsibility is far more than what you ever thought before. Full responsibility means when the bomb goes off or the university has a shooter who kills a lot of people, you are responsible for that. And that's where I pause for theatrical emphasis, because it's the reality as I've learned to know it. A lot of people in the metaphysical movement, New Thought movement, New Age movement, whatever you want to call the awakening movement there, will say, yes, I create my own reality. But when they say it, they mean they create their personal experience through their thoughts, their words, and their deeds. But what I'm saying in Zero Limits is that if something is in your awareness, you helped create it. This goes back to when Dr. Hulin was looking at the files of the mentally ill criminals. He looked at their files and saw that they had murdered somebody, raped somebody, robbed somebody, did some sort of terrible crime. He took responsibility. He looked at that and thought, I don't know what's in me that helped create that person, but whatever it is, I am apologizing to the divine. I am saying I am sorry. I am asking for forgiveness. I am saying I love you and thank you for removing it. Total responsibility means if it's in your awareness, you are responsible for it. That is going way beyond the secret.
Way, way, way. We're
absolutely
something else now.
Yes.
But that's the thing. That's a huge difference, and I don't think a lot of people will be ready to even... I mean, people on the leading edge of the growth curve of consciousness in society are struggling to conceive that.
Yeah.
I see that kind of being at the leading edge. Leading edge of this work and this exploration of whatever it is. So,
and I totally agree with you. James Ray is on the same page. He's one of the few people who has experience with Ho'oponopono. He was an early reader of Zero Limits, and he's given a very powerful quote. And I don't have the quote in front of me, but it's along the lines of, there's 6 billion people on the planet, but in reality there's only one, and that's you. What you perceive of the 6 billion people, all of that actually takes place within you. If you don't like what you see out there, the place to change it is not out there, it's within you. So the secret talks about doing it in your personal life, and again, that's the wake-up call. For a lot of people, it's the first time they've ever heard this in their entire lives. So this is joyous. And then to go beyond the secret is when you realize that not just changing your life is enough. You change the lives of everybody, but you change it by working on you. And if you want to change the entire planet, the best place to start is by changing one person. That's you. Again, all of this is beyond the secret.
And I mean, it's a leap at first for people to kind of hear this when they're not in that, you know, realm of thinking already. Mm. But the reality of it, when I really started absorbing that, that was like such a bloody relief. I had to get out there with signs and protesting and, you know, all that.
That's the truth. That's the truth. You know, when I look out and I see anything that's out there, whether it's a neighbor who's, you know, doing something that in the past I might march over there and go and confront the neighbor, or a business partner isn't doing something I want them to do, I might call them up or email them and confront them. I don't do that anymore. Now, if I see something on the outside that's disturbing, frustrating, anger, whatever might come up in me, I don't look at the outside. I don't change the outside. I go within me. I feel the essence of whatever that pain is, whatever that emotion is, whatever the program or belief is, and then I'm doing the Ho'oponopono. I'm petitioning the divine. I'll say something like, I am sorry for this creation. I don't know what part of me co-created it, but I know I've got a role in it because it's in my awareness. It's in my experience. So please forgive me for me being unconscious. I'll say something like, thank you for listening to me. Thank you for taking care of this. Thank you for resolving this. And I love you. It always goes back to I love you. Those three words are the most powerful, transformative words that it opens everything. That's the open sesame. That's the abracadabra. That's the words that transforms the planet. So I'll say all of that. And what happens more often than not is that outer situation dissolves on its own. And sometimes I'll get an inspired action type of a message from the divine to do something. But it is so dramatically different from the past where I have to confront, or I have to be strategic, or I have to be conceptual, I have to be cognitive. Instead, I just erase it. I just go with love. I'm working from the inside out.
And what I've noticed, too, is that not only is it less effort, but you can change things in a far more powerful way.
Oh, both of those are beautiful. I love the less effort one because I keep telling people that more often than not, you have to take some sort of action to get the results. I'm the guy in the movie The Secret that says, take inspired action. When you see the opportunity, jump. Money likes speed. The universe likes speed. But I also know that the action you take is effortless when it comes from your being. You might, you know, people look at me and they say, oh, my God, you must work night and day. You're coming out with all these books. You've got like five more coming out this year, and you got Zero Limits and The Attractor Factor and The Key and then The Seven Lost Secrets of Success and two more internet marketing books. Well, they're seeing it as work. You know, they're imagining what it would be like if they were doing it. But I'm doing it, and it's effort-free. There's action, but there's not an action that's requiring effort. It's a very different experience when you work from the inside, when you come from love. When I come from inspiration, the joy is what's moving me. It doesn't feel like sweat. It doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like effort. It's a different kind of action.
I totally agree. When people ask me if I'm working, I kind of I don't understand the question at first. I guess you would call it that.
Yeah, right. Because you're trying to compute it to them, but you know, it's a different experience.
Absolutely, and I think it's I'm going to be excited to read this book. You know, I mean, you've had this time to work with Dr. Lynn that closely, write this book, and do you employ, as you say, Ho'oponopono in your everyday life. What's happened? What's different for you so far?
I would say that I live in an almost moment-by-moment state of wonder, and it's hard to describe, but it feels like every moment is a miracle. You know, when we went to get on this call, I didn't know what you were going to ask me. I knew the subject of it, Beyond the Secret, and that was it. We hadn't talked before. We haven't talked since the last interview, I think. And so I have no notes. I have no preparation. I don't know what the questions are going to be. And I just kind of relax into the moment and trust that inspiration will guide my way. Well, I feel like I've almost, and I hate using the word channeled, but I feel like most of my answers have come from a bigger part of me. They haven't been controlled by me. They've been coming through me. They're coming through from the divine. I live my life that way. And so I have, you know, Larry King might call, Oprah might call, Newsweek, Time might call, Rhonda might call. I have people calling about me having my own TV show now. Three different people want me to have my own TV show. Two different companies want to turn books of mine into movies. Like one wants to turn The Attractor Factor into a movie. Another company, which I'm meeting with on Wednesday, wants to turn Zero Limits into a movie. I'm not asking for this. They are coming to me. And a very skeptical person might look and go, yeah, they're coming to you because you're in the movie The Secret. And they would be missing the point. I was in the movie The Secret because I was living my life moment to moment. I am still living my life moment to moment, cleaning, listening to inspiration. And as I do it, miracles happen without me trying to make them happen. That is an exhilarating experience beyond human description.
You know what, Joe? I didn't know what the questions were going to be either.
Don't you love it?
It's so funny because I watch my mind before every show go through a little bit of mind frick going, you know, you really should plan one of these shows one time, just one time.
Right.
But no, because that's getting in the way and it's limiting the process and it's not connecting to divinity, as you say, or spirit, or whatever you want to call it, you know. So,
and this has been a wonderful dance.
Oh, I love it. It's been wonderful, and thank you so much for being here. What I'd like to suggest is let's get you and Dr. Lynn on together.
Oh, that would be a hoot.
That would be a hoot.
I would love it. I love the man. He's at a different place. You know, when I hang around him, he's like a tuning fork, and I just fall into tune with him, and he seems to be walking with the spirit of the divine at all times.
Let's do that. We'll get you both on. Actually, if you don't mind hanging on the line, we'll set up a date or a couple tentative dates and make that happen so we can let everybody know about the launch of your book.
Sounds wonderful. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
My treat. Godspeed to everybody listening. This has been a magical experience. Thank you.
Dr. Joe Vitale, and you can find him online at MrFire.com. And if you missed any of the show, you can go to newsforthesoul.com. Anytime, it's all free forevermore. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you on, oh, tomorrow night on newsforthesoul.com is the next edition of Lighten Up. Literally, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe where our consciousness experiment has led to. It's just taken a left, and it's been very interesting. Tune in there if you're following along with the home game. And if not Thursday night, we're back here at 6 p.m. Pacific time. We'll see you then, everybody.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.